From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games and Trivia, Ask Me Another. I'm guest musician Julian Villard. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Hello, everybody. Nice to see you. Yeah, this is awesome. We have a great show for you. Four brilliant contestants are here to play our nerdy games. They're backstage knocking down sandcastles to put up sand condos. And one of them will become our big winner. We have two fantastic guests tonight. We have actors Topher Grace and Arturo Castro. Topher Grace, of course, played Eric Foreman on That 70s Show. That's how many of us were first introduced to him. Yeah. Topher is also in a new episode of Black Mirror. Yeah, Black Mirror is about, you know, how technology and social media is addictive and ultimately destroys your life. I can't always watch Black Mirror. I find it very anxiety-inducing. It's just, I need to take a break sometimes from humanity being damned. Like, I just want to watch an episode where things work out and things are better because of technology. I just want there to be one where it's like, I saw into my son's brain and he was just saying, I love you, Mom, over and over again. And you know what I found out? He wants to take gymnastics. I didn't know that. So I enrolled him, and you know what? We're closer now. Black Mirror. Our other guest is Arturo Castro, and yeah, I'm excited. He has a new show on Comedy Central, a sketch series called Alternatino. This guy has acting range. He was in Broad City at the same time as the Netflix series Narcos. Yeah, he was in a series, depicting a life around a massive amounts of drugs and one about Pablo Escobar. We also have a game about browsing history. Fun. Has anyone ever looked at your browsing history, Julian?
I wipe it clean at the end of every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
What are you doing that you need to wipe it clean every day?
Ophira, that's nobody's business.
We also, in our game about browsing history, I was thinking, I got a notification the other day that my Facebook got hacked. And I was like, good. You know? That's like someone breaking into your apartment and stealing a bag of trash, you know? Take it. Enjoy. All right, let's play some games, everybody. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Winter Chapman. You are from Montclair, Virginia.
Yes.
And you're a campus administrator, but you also have been taking pole dance classes for almost 4 years. My friend teaches it.
Really?
Yep.
That's awesome.
You have to be super strong to do that.
Yes. Yes, you do. Especially, I guess when you start, you think that you need upper body strength, but
yeah.
You actually gain it while you're doing it.
Because you have to hold yourself.
Exactly.
Can you go upside down?
I can. Yeah.
That's pretty good. Have you done any competitions?
I actually have, yes.
How'd it go?
I got second place in my category.
That's amazing. What's your category?
Senior level exotic level one.
I think we're all happy with that. All right, Winter, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Kirsten Nordstrom from Northampton, Massachusetts. Yeah. You're a physics professor at Mount Holyoke College. Okay, so what's new in physics right now? What's a groundbreaking theory I should know about?
Well, there was an image recently published about quantum entanglement, but I don't study that area of physics, so I don't know that much about it.
Yeah, so who cares,
yeah,
right?
Who cares?
Quantum entanglement.
Yeah.
Boring.
Yeah.
All right, Kirsten, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Winter and Kirsten, whoever has more points after two games will go to our final round. We're going to start things off with a word game dedicated to all the well-read jocks out there. This game is called It's Lit, Bro. Julian and I will pretend to be stereotypical bros. giving you clues to famous books. Ring in and give us the name of the work, but you need to replace the syllable in the title that rhymes with bro with the word bro.
For example, if we said, dude, she's a babe, but her Capulet dad is beefing with your Montague dad, you two are like star-crossed surfers. You'd answer, Bromeo and Juliet.
You're going to be great. These English dudes and dudettes walk through a way intense magic closet where this literal witch is keeping the world in perpetual winter, which is a total bummer because no one can wear tank tops. Winter.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
Yes, that's right. That's correct. Feels good, right?
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. I know. That's okay. The game. You're like, how is that possible? No, possible.
Those giants, they're windmills. And you're not a knight. You're Donnie from La Mancha. Kristen.
It's Don Quixote. Don Quibrote?
Correct.
Yeah. Little Francie is coming of age on the same block in Williamsburg that I live on now. But she lived in a tenement, and I live in a sick high-rise with a killer gym where I can blast my pecs. Kirsten.
A tree bros in Brooklyn?
Yeah, that's right.
This gnarly diary from a 15-year-old addict is a bummer. I don't buy this 70s anti-drug propaganda, and I once smoked a J at a Dave Matthews concert. Winter.
Go ask Alice.
Or?
Bro ask Alice.
Correct.
Okay.
All right, this is your last clue. These bros, Sal and Dean, are Jack Carroll Whack, who goes on a cross-country trip for jazz and poetry and doesn't even stop for one Big Ten game. Kirsten.
On the Broad.
Yeah, that's correct. That was a close game, and Kirsten is in the lead.